Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
I got a frog in my throat. Excuse me. My name is Liz. Oh, my goodness. Can we do a take two? That was terrible. That's okay. Moving on. Hey, girl.
Hey. Well, you know, like last show, we pretty much had a show to ourselves, and today we have a hand raise.
Okay, but before we take the call, I do want to say that the show has to end promptly at 9:30 because I'm going off to the film festival today, and we can talk about that if.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Mama got things going on. Okay, so let's take the call.
All right, this is area code 480. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. Oh my gosh, you passed that frog over.
Oh,
it's Michael.
Hello.
Yep, it's Mike.
You know what? It's we gave each other frog TVs, but shh. And without even drinks or dinner first, Mike, I'm so heartbroken.
I know.
Forget about it. I'm breaking up with you. That's funny. So are you in your RV? Are you – where the hell are you? It's like, where's Carmen Sandiego? Where's Mike?
Right. So I'm walking the dog, and we are still in Las Vegas.
Okay. Okay. Great.
And it's like 5:30?
You tell me.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
is it 3 hours? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3 hours difference.
Is the sun coming up?
Just up over the mountains there to the east. So
wow.
Pretty nice.
Now, are you like off the beaten path? Meaning you're not like where everything's happening, like where you are
right
now?
Oh no, I'm still kind of where everything's happening.
Well, I mean right now with the dog.
Oh, with the dog. Oh, wait. Oh no, we're approaching a park.
That's good. No, I was just wondering what it would be like, you know, a resident of Vegas, not somebody visiting, but a resident walking their dog right by the strip and at 5:30 in the morning, because it's a totally different experience for the people who are visiting. I could just imagine what 5:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. It's even funny to see. Like yesterday, I had to be downtown early, and there's people. I mean, there's a lot of nice places downtown, but people are out jogging. You know, at like 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, wait, what? Because it's downtown,
right?
You know,
right.
in the Fremont Street experience and stuff like that.
Oh, Fremont,
that.
Sure. Yep, that's some people are jogging by there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there's a couple of nice, really high rises that they put in. Downtown is like, I don't know when the last time you've been to Vegas.
Oh, it was a long time. It was a long time ago, but I do remember that Fremont Street experience and like the graveyard for the neon signs and.
Yep. That's
all
right
that.
There.
Right.
But downtown with Zappos and the owner of the D Hotel, who's ironically from Detroit, where I'm from. They're transforming downtown.
I was there about 10 years ago, so I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah. He's basically putting in a strip-quality hotel and casino in downtown, which will be done in, like, 2020. So, yeah, it's still going to have the nostalgia of the old stuff, but they're with them in Zappos. Zappos headquarters is downtown. The online clothing company, I guess.
Yep. Shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they moved downtown, and it's just, and rent's going through the roof.
Unfortunately, so much seems to be geared toward catering to the few. Not that we're going to get into politics. Certainly not why you called us.
No.
Glad to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, everything's moving along after my little speed bump really well. But the one thing that's like lingering is my ability really to kind of tap in And
what do you mean? Wait a minute. Back it up.
Okay.
Your
I know.
Ability.
Your
You call for a reason.
Yep.
I know it's early for me to break out the baseball bat, so I'm going to keep it in the corner. My ability to tap in. What? And I also feel, and this has nothing to do with what you're saying, but again, I'm the energy girl. There's some, speaking of girl, there's a female influence. And what's going on? There's something, we can get back to this in a second, but what's going on with the feminine energy of female? I know that's not why you called, but.
No.
No, but that's what I'm getting.
I broke up with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with a girl right now, a friend who's and we do a radio show on Wednesdays, and she's starting a psychic hotline, and she has me as, you know, one of the few starting out. So I don't know, and I know I'm not supposed to do anything other than that with her, because I need to go out and do my own thing.
And get that. But okay, slow down. That's number one. You got to slow down. I've been saying this to you for 10 years now. Slow the hell down. Number one. Number two. And here we go, full circle, because you used to call us, but in Michigan, with the dog walking, and it's very full circle. I'm saying the same thing to you I said to you 10 years ago, practically, going on 10 years. So this. When you said, inability to tap in or whatever, I got, like, the energy of a feminine energy. So it must be attached to this person. And I think you're being in your energy, you're being kind of divisive. And source is a pie that does not need to be cut up into slices.
Right.
Okay. So I think let go of I need to do my own thing. Let go of that.
Okay.
Right? Let go of that. If I had that mindset, I would, with this show, and I never had that mindset, I have to do my own thing, absolutely not, never even occurred to me. And the benefit, because my own thing, meaning my abilities and my gifts, have only been cultivated by this not being my own thing. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, and wherever, you know, wherever you go, there you are. So,
right.
So, know that you are doing your own thing. It just hasn't surfaced when you'd expect to see it. Number one. Number two, a platform is being handed to you, so to speak. Somebody's taking care of all the infrastructure that I believe, unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's no cash injection on my part.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
No. I mean, I.
But
she's
tapping
fantastic.
In. But wait. Let's go back to it. Tapping it. Take up. Do me a favor. Just take a breath. Just take a breath with me now, please.
Yep.
Thank you. When you said, "I'm not able to tap in. I can't tap in." Whatever it was that you said.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Translate that.
So, the quality of readings.
Oh, see, now you're judging. That's judging quality. Nope. Okay, so you got to start someplace, and this is self-doubt, and I get that. I really get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all go through that. And when you get to that point where you just surrender to source, and like any creature learning to walk, you know, it takes a pony 20 minutes or whatever. I know nothing about nature. But, you know, it's wobbly legs and boom. So I coach actors for auditions or for acting on camera. And I say this every time I teach a class or I coach somebody individually. I say, let's get the shitty take out of the way. Let's go. Because let's go. So then your subconscious mind knows that it's done, you owned it, you needed it, it's part of the process, and let's move forward. So when you own that's part of process, which is repetition, frustration, surrender. Right?
Yep.
So, because I have had so much repetition being on the air, as Elisa has, without effort, just practice, it's like the outliers. When you put in your hours, all of a sudden you're a master.
Right,
and, you know,
and that's
go ahead.
And that's like, and that's like being, let's say, you know, because the basketball championship's going starting tonight, and you know, a shooter's in a streak, and
no,
you know, you just gotta you just gotta shoot through it.
Right.
You know, and you know, and pound away, and eventually
right.
you'll get your shot back or your swing back if it's baseball.
That's right. That's
or whatever.
Right. That's right, that's right. So like let's don't take the ninth. I like basketball metaphors, okay. But I get it. Don't cut up the pie. It's surrendering.
Okay.
And basically, when you, and I get it, what it is, it's resistance dressed up in something that you're comfortable with, which is going to be being hard on yourself and judging yourself. When that is softened, okay, and you're starting out, and this is a process beginning, middle, end, repetition, frustration, release, right?
Mm-hmm.
This woman is not a poor judge of character.
No.
Okay. The way Elisa and Anne and everybody, they're not a poor judge of character. Why am I doing this show? Hello. They know what they're picking to for us to do. Hello. And they're like, oh, that energy. No, we got to get somebody else. Or no, Elisa, she better do the show by herself. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. So I think if you get the piece of I have to do my own thing,
mm-hmm.
understand this is part of the process of you getting to do your own thing.
Okay. That
okay.
makes sense.
Also, look at this, because I know you're very practical and I know you're a business guy. Make full advantage of this situation, which I think is a wonderful opportunity. So if it's a call-in show like our show?
Yeah.
Okay. So when people call in and you give a reading and you know what, just do you feel, this is another part to this that's just coming in. Do you feel that you have a relationship or you've resisted a relationship with guides or energies?
Wait, take that
to
again.
Help you. Do you feel that you acknowledge that there are other forces at play
yes.
here? Okay, so guess
yes.
what?
Oh, this isn't me. This is just me being able to pick up on what's coming in.
Excuse me. My question was, do you feel yes. that there are energies that are facilitating you to pick up on what you're picking up on?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, well then guess what? This is what's going on. That's why you feel that there's a little bit of a disconnect. And this can be, it doesn't have to be, but this could be a little daunting or frightening, especially at the beginning where you don't even know that you have something to cultivate. That's what happened to me many years ago, where I was like, okay, I'm going to die. What's going on? So This is the next level for you. If you want the quality of your readings to be what you are imagining them to be or what you expect them to be,
and what they were. That's the thing.
Stop judging.
I know.
So that's a baseline. So let's go back to that. So what they were, it was probably, you were probably in a more pure mindset.
Yep.
Number one. Things were simpler, so there was less noise.
Yep.
You follow me? There was less
yep.
noise. So it's not about how things – the quality is there to be uncovered. It's always there. It's just a matter of knowing that it's okay to have training wheels because we're merging two fields. Do you understand? We're merging the heaviness of being here as
mm-hmm.
humans, and then we're dealing with etheric energies. So it's emerging now. It's almost like you know, like the hotels that they have, like the door that opens up both rooms. You got to
mm-hmm.
open up that door. So there's a lot of noise. And back then, how long ago did you feel that your readings were better and more pure and all of that? How many years ago?
No, I mean, I had a lot of drop, what I call drop jaw moments in California.
Yes.
So less than a
right.
year ago. Go ahead.
Okay. So you know what? This is just a little psychic ED.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So you're fine. So, but what it is, because you want to take it to the next level. So in order for you to take it to the next level, you can't go back. So you're trying to go back to how it was in California. This is about moving forward.
Right?
So there's some growing pains with that. Right? So
yeah.
I would say,
and the
energy's
different here.
Are you meditating?
Yes. I've gotten back on more
good.
Consistently back on that bandwagon.
Okay, so with the meditation, I would, I'm open to receive the signal. I'm open to receive. I'm open to work, I'm open to working together. Let's collaborate. That it now get into like collaboration mode with the energy.
Okay.
Conscious collaboration mode. And that's all I want to say about that, because I think if you forget about doing your own thing is cultivating it with this woman, right? And then when you're on the air and people call in, you could say, because you are getting ready to do your own thing, like on the job. Look at this as on the job training, right?
Right.
So for instance, if I was interested in going out there and doing my own thing, which I'm not, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and I'm perfectly happy the way things are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I wanted to sort of go off on my own, and you were calling me. You know what I would do if I wanted to do my own thing? Okay, Mike, since I have you on the air, I'm building up my website. I would love to get a quote from you, and
right.
write that sucker down, or you ask for that person's email. You follow what I'm saying, and then you
yep.
build your list. So, and you're not stealing, because if it's your reading
no.
on her platform, so you got yeah, be a business person about it. And I'm going to flip this over to Elisa to see if there's anything that she's gleaned from this. But that's all. It's just a little ED. You're going to be fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Ribbed for his pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let me mute myself because now I'm getting out of control. Okay.
Mike, what? Did you already have your birthday, or is it coming up? Because it's the last few days
of the
month. That was yesterday. So happy belated birthday.
Yep. Thank you.
I just remember, you know, yours is at the end of May. So I'll tell you what's going on this end.
Yeah.
The chat room isn't working. So anyway, that was what I was looking at when you two were talking. But I was kind of, you know, obviously I was listening. But yeah, I get where Elizabeth is. I'm getting all formal. Where Liz was talking about moving it forward, and I think anytime we go through our big transitions, or not even big transitions, it doesn't have to be a huge transition. But when there's other stuff to actually take into account, I can see where the connections have to be sort of reset, sort of like this chat room that I can't reset, but you can reset your own stuff. It's part of that growing, I wouldn't say growing pain, but I guess in some cases it may seem like a pain. So,
yes.
So resetting yourself every so often, I mean, I remember Liz would call it a recalibration of sorts. You know, it's going to have a different effect for different people, for everybody. So if it's this absence of something that you're used to having, think of it as, because you're never completely cut off, right? You're always, it's
right.
always there. It's just, so if it's not on that other end, which is always so much, you know, a lighter frequency. So it's not like, oh, they all of a sudden have these bodies and they have all this extra density. It's us. then cut yourself some slack there and allow yourself to, like you said, get back into doing certain things that you probably know you need to be able to do for you, regardless of where you are, right? Like having a
right.
certain discipline. And so that's really what it is. This is about not getting distracted by what you perceive as a poorer quality or I've lost it. So you're kind of getting distracted, and this is actually really good because as you're growing and expanding and you're doing collaborations, you're going to get in the mix with a lot of different things. And so, you're not supposed to contract and say, well, I'm just going to stay here because this is good. This is safe.
Right.
You kind of get a feel for it. And of course you want to expand, you want to be able to like you say,
yeah.
level up. But if you've ever played video games, even leveling up means you got to go through a bunch of stuff, right? And there's,
yeah.
There's certain things you got to pick up along the way. And if you don't get that, you got to keep doing it until you pick it up. So this is
right.
a chance to
yeah.
pick it up. It's not an opportunity to be like, oh man, I completely messed this up. Now I gotta, switch games. Like, no. You're the same game. It's the same game, and it's the same rules. It's just, you're doing a reset or a redo. It's not even that extreme. It's really just kind of clearing the way. It's maybe they're showing me a picture of you playing the video game, but you're also like, getting something to eat. You're not even looking at the screen. You're just sort of like, oh, what else is around me? And and that's okay. Because you're never going to lose a game.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Because I come from like playing sports growing up and stuff like that. I'm just
right.
like, no, you just got to muscle through it and, get through it. And it'll be back.
right. And the thing is, so let's say, not that you're injured, but let's say you got injured. It doesn't mean,
yeah.
well, you can't play at all. It means, obviously, you've got to do some things to take care of yourself to rebuild. And it's not just the physical stuff. As any athlete knows, it's the mental game as well.
Yeah.
That's just as important.
Oh, absolutely.
So, it's not even that you have to take a complete break from it because because I'm getting ready to watch the Women's World Cup in soccer. So, I'm following all my favorite players and I know these things where if people are out like with an ACL injury, they're doing what they need to do. They're not just resting. They're actually doing a lot of other physical stuff for other parts of their bodies to try to keep
right.
them in the flow. But they're resting that one area that they know needs to heal. But everything else around it, they're trying to strengthen to support it. So
makes sense.
You
yeah.
haven't lost it. You're having to focus. I think it's not even like you have to move your focus. It's just expanding it and realizing, oh, there are other aspects that can help support this that I really enjoy doing. There are other aspects that are connected to it that just need to be maybe a little fine-tuned. And it's not as dire. It's just that we are used to having it feel a certain way, but look, you've grown too. So your expansion
yeah.
of who you are has to be inclusive of all of that and adjust as well. Because you're not going back. You're not going to regress back. Because it's like you've been there, done that.
Right.
So
yeah. No.
Exactly. In terms of upping your game, it's interesting because I think it's also having to reframe what that feels like for you and what that looks like for you.
Yeah. Because now when I'm getting information and things like that, it's. I really felt it, and now it's like, oh, was that just an opinion? Because, it barely, the way it used to feel, it almost feels like it barely registers. Like, if there's a thing called, like, a sensation in regards to that.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's the guide part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the dialogue with the energies coming in, for you to collaborate with, it's going to feel differently
mm-hmm.
because it's changing. So
yeah.
it's again, move forward. Stop. I would suggest to stop thinking about how it used to feel.
Okay.
And how it's evolving. So I like
yeah,
what you said. You're leveling up. I think that's a perfect.
No,
metaphor.
And that resonates. that resonates immensely. And, you know, and it's just because I mean, again, mediumship wise, you know, I haven't had those big connections and stuff like that. And so that's changed. So I'm going, well, what, you know, kind of what's going
again,
on.
Again,
at least
you're using terms that are quantifiable. Big connection.
Yeah.
Of course, doesn't know what big is. Or,
yeah.
You follow me? So, again, I don't know if you've, how much you listen to the show or you just call in or what have you, but I had no idea that I had any relationship with the realm of mediumship. It was only from just doing this show and surrendering. And now I'm pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
All right. Message heard.
Okay. All right.
Well, listen, anytime we doubt ourselves for whatever the reason, a lot of times it's because we haven't fully integrated all the other aspects that we've also been, you know, around, but we just haven't looked at it. And I say this as someone where, you know, I would think, oh, well, these are just the voices in my head that I hear, you know, but it's so funny because I'll have my own inner dialogue conversation. I'm like, man, what's pretty funny. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. But you know, if I were to do that during a reading and someone said, well, what do you mean? Who are we? What are we talking about here?
Right.
You know, kind of causes a little bit of doubt, like, oh, well, how do I explain this? And it's interesting because, you know, to explain it to somebody else is a little different, but then when it causes doubt as to, you know, what, is that really your voice? And at some point,
right,
you come to the conclusion, like, well, you know, if you know it's from a pure source, then does it matter? Because if we're all one, ultimately, then this is all, it's all from you anyway. If you want, to me, put it very simplistically. So even you receiving from the other side, you know, Like Liz was saying, you have to release all the judgment around what you think it is versus what it was, and how it can never be again, or possibly never. All of that, you just go ahead and let that go. And imagine having those lines reset. Like now it's like, you know, if it was just like a Dixie cup and some string, now it's like copper, you know, fiber optic wiring that you're just trying to get used to. You're like, well, okay. So anytime you upgrade, a lot of the you know, auxiliary stuff, the stuff that supports all of that, all the connections, also have to be upgraded. And sometimes you may not realize that until you have all the components and they're still not working. You're like, well, these are all brand new. this should work. So somewhere, you know, somewhere, and it's not even like you have to get into that mental aspect of let me break it down. Let me be the tech person, because you don't have to do that. You know, it's not like so much of a pieces and parts thing. It's just a flow.
And
they're asking you to expand it. They're asking, it's because it's flowing. It's just, it's like, it's at such a higher, I don't know, quality or speed or whatever, that it actually is bigger. And you just, and so you not thinking that you're doing it means you're contracting it even more.
Well, no, and that's a great point, because I had when you said like the Dixie cups and string, I was accustomed to feeling that, and then now that it's been upgraded to fiber optics, you know, it doesn't really have to feel, it's you know, it's much, there's much more room for expansion.
Right.
Than, you know, it was at max capacity with the Dixie cup.
Right. There you go. So you're upgrading to a new plan. You got to get a new phone. We did that
right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got a free phone with our new plan.
Yeah, it went from the flip phone, palm, or a palm, whatever it was.
Yeah, remember the palm pilot? The palm?
Yeah, remember those?
I do. I was so excited when they came out with the BlackBerry.
Right?
Right?
And look how old, could you imagine that screen today?
Child, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No. No. Absolutely not. So.
Look, also, you're in the number one personal year.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're definitely leveling up, because you've already completed this whole cycle of nine as of yesterday, officially. But things have been shifting for you for a while because you were in the 9 year past year, you know.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things to adjust to. You've kind of cleared a slate on a lot of things. And so it is moving forward. And so that's a huge leveling up. And the adjusting, you know, like I said, it's not going to be like a race, like, oh, and here's the finish line, and boom, I'm here. It's very, it overlaps. So give yourself that time and space to really, almost like to look at the owner's manual and like, oh, look at all the features, and just, you know, be in wonderment of the things that you're receiving. And as you do that, you're opening yourself up to receive it, to receive all of it. Because they say, you know, you're receiving it, you're getting it, but you're kind of doubting it because it's of a different quality. And where you think it's not as good, it's actually, there's just so much more that you have to be able to open yourself up to it to receive it.
No, and that's where I was in the beginning, where it was exciting and fun, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then now it's like, okay, now, you know, it's that competitive side where it doesn't really need to be, but it's like, but personal competitiveness, it's like, okay, well, like, you know, now I need more names, more consistent names, you know, more detailed information. I need to pull, you know, shite out of a hat and,
listen,
you know,
yes.
Continue
like,
the job. Mm-hmm. So again, a little bit of ego is involved there as well.
Yes.
With that.
Yes. I understand. And the thing is, when there's so much of the expectation, like
yeah.
the celebrity medium, like the Long Island medium, or all these people, where all of a sudden, now that's reality television. I don't dispute any of it, but between editing and everything else, it seems it's streamlined and it's compressed.
Yes.
And it's the difference between, you know, eating a fresh chicken soup that your grandmother made, that she killed the chicken and everything, or getting, like, you know, a cup of noodles. So there's no, people don't understand the time and the love and all of that, the energy that's involved with that. So I think a little bit of that is coming in, and I can understand that. So I have to compartmentalize so just with the energies, and to just trust it. And when and it's interesting because I've never been paid as a medium. I just do it on the show because I didn't even know I could do it. So this is sort of like my apprenticeship. So look at it that way too. It's,
yeah.
People are calling it, cause for that, for the format, and correct me if I'm mistaken, but for the format for the show you're doing with this woman, isn't it kind of like us? You're not charging people, right? Well then.
Oh, no. Yep.
It's an apprenticeship.
She's really woohoo, and I'm not.
Well, look at me and Elisa. Not that either one of us are super woo-woo because we're not.
Right.
But do you see how that there? It works when there are complementary personalities. If we were too much the same, one way or the other, I don't think our show would work.
Yeah.
But if there's mutual appreciation and there's a complementary energy, I think it makes it interesting, and it makes it dynamic, in my opinion.
Yep.
At least
it
might be like, no, I want to do my show by myself. You don't understand.
No.
Can't wait till 9:30 gets here.
Oh, my God.
We're going into overtime. And then it's me.
It's like, oh,
secret show happens at 9:31.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. So yeah, and again, don't put the expectation on yourself. It's different if you are hanging out a shingle, charging exorbitant amounts of money for people that are distraught.
Yep.
It doesn't look right now. It doesn't look like that. So.
Yeah.
It's a new day. It's a new day. And if you had a preview in California, why would that go away?
Yeah, no, and even in Arizona, I mean, it was a lot
right.
of, you
so
know, big moments.
Too. But the thing is, I think you adjust your cognitive mind.
Yep.
Your subconscious could give a damn, which is good. But your cognitive
right.
mind that this is the this is a very positive thing to have your platform. Then you don't have the you're not going to go from 0 to 60. Then you're not going to have that pressure to perform, which is why guys take Viagra. Here we go back to that. You're not going to have the pressure. Here we go with the metaphors. But he gets it. Just saying. But that's there's no pressure.
Right.
There's no pressure.
No, yeah.
I don't think about, oh, I hope my readings are really good. If anything, it's like this is such a. Oh, I would say this too, because I think Elisa would agree with me. This is not one-sided, meaning, yes, this is our service, whatever you want to call it, but this is very grounding for us. This is a great thing to do twice a week. We used to do it 3 times a week for many years, and then things got really painful, so I could only do twice a week, and twice a week is perfect because it's a good balance. And we're not giving too much, and we're not giving too little. It's just right. So,
right.
Think about the therapeutic component for yourself, or the healing for yourself. That this is a pathway toward your healing. And so many instances, so many of where, and I think Elisa too. We could not be feeling well, or things could be sad, or things could be tough, or what have you. But we press on and do the show anyway, because we know it's healing for us.
Mhm. Mhm.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, right. So that's another way to look at this. Instead of doing your own thing, like make it maybe look at it a little bit differently. Of that, this is a relationship that you're having with an audience. There's no pressure because money is not being exchanged.
Right.
But it's on the job training for you to do your own thing, as I said earlier, and you harvest the accolades, the tools, what have you, and see what happens, you know. And if anything, I've always had this idea, especially with Elisa and myself and Anna and whoever, that it's kind of cool to be like a package deal. You know, if we do anything live, or if Anna opens up a retreat center one day and we do what we do here, but much more focused and adapted for a retreat setting or what have you, and then the pressure won't be there because we have put in the apprenticeship, so to speak. So.
Nope, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, how do you feel now?
Oh, much, much lighter. No, I get it. And again, it's a lot of it. The thing that threw me for the big loop was somebody crossed my path whose brother, the cops deemed him an OD, and it was actually probably not. And again, I couldn't really. One day when we first met, you know, the connection was there. And then when I talked to the mom 3 days later to give her some insight, you know,
I'll tell you why.
It wasn't there.
I'll tell you why. Okay? I'll tell you why. That really wasn't you. That was more the person on the other side.
Right. Okay.
Meaning?
Because I was at a concert texting information.
Well, that's why. He's like, no, we're not doing this.
And then when
no,
I was
no,
sitting
no,
down
and,
you know, on the phone with the mom.
There was interference. So tell the mom that you called this this medium who's one of the best in the business. And but that's what it is. It was him blocking interference. So that makes so much sense. It's like, no, we're not doing it like this. No, we're not. No. So,
oh, no. The information came in when I was at the concert talking to the daughter.
Right.
Like, in texting.
But what
and
I'm
then
saying
when I
is,
was when I was quiet with the mom, it was like, nope.
Yeah, because right now it's not, yeah. But that's him. It wasn't you.
Okay.
It wasn't you. It's him. Whatever the circumstances were, It's not about what's happening over here. It's what's happening over there.
Got it.
For right now. Because I think that there are things that are – he's more concerned about how it's going to affect his mother. I mean, his siblings, it's one thing. Like, they had a different kind of relationship. But
yeah.
with the mother, it's he wants to be considerate about it. Does that make sense?
Right.
So
yeah.
Yes, and this is coming in very, very strongly. So I would get in touch with the mom to say, okay, this is what I think is going on, and what you can do is maybe schedule a time to get together. Or talk on the phone or whatever. And
wow, you are psychic because, she texted me before the holidays.
Really? Oh, okay, I'm hanging up in your
And she understands that not every time somebody can touch base with someone.
It's him.
And so she's like, I'm not feeling well right now, but I'd like the holiday to get together and try it again.
And it's gonna work out. And I also am seeing like a white candle. So I don't know if she has one. I don't know if you need to bring one, but I'm getting the image of a white candle as well.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you see how I'm not thinking about, No. I get a physical sensation, and I know you know what that is.
Yep.
Right? So when you feel that signal, that's your collaborator saying, okay, let's roll. Go with this. But there's not going to be room if your ego is interfering with it. Or your self-doubt, because self-doubt is still ego turned inside out, so ego is ego.
Yep.
Right? So
yep.
I rest my case. Boom. Mic drop. Yes. Ask her about a white candle.
Okay.
And then when you talk to her, whatever, we would love a follow-up. You're fine.
Yeah, No, absolutely. Because I felt his presence here, like when we were talking about him
I'm
and stuff
it
like
now.
That.
He's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like seeing like a head nod, you know, type of thing, and then you know, his arms are crossed, that type of thing. So yeah.
He's here. He's like, listen to her, stupid. Aww.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, get the hell off the line. Bye.
Thanks for talking me off the ledge. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, Mike.
You guys are the best.
Bye.
Thank you.
God's sake.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was a good conversation to have, though, obviously. I think,
it was a great conversation to have.
I think everybody has something like that happen where, you know, oh, I've lost it. We've had a few people call in, but maybe not like...
Yes, I lost my touch. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe not someone that we know as well as Mike. But I remember having a few people call in and have something similar happen, and it's just like they're just really beating themselves up for it. And
right.
Like, ooh, no.
No, we don't do
that.
No, it's different.
Know, don't
and,
cut
and,
off
and
that
it,
connection.
Mm-hmm. And it's process and... We have to stumble through. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Repetition and frustration is part of it, and I choose not to be frustrated about it. Like no, and to trust it and to know and I know the difference. I know how I feel when I'm doubting myself, and I know how I feel when I just surrender, and I really take a step back, and just trust the flow of energy that's coming in and the information that's coming in. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And there are times when I'm in the middle of a reading and you know some of it is like I can tell when someone's in resistance to you know to me or to the reading or to whatever.
They
want to
hear
I'm
something
not go that much effort.
Right.
So I'm not going to go in that much effort for you. You know, if your filter is only going to be so much, then we're done. Yeah.
Listen.
You know,
how many times has this happened on the? Not too many, but enough. Oh, because we've been doing the show for so long. Where I'm like, Elisa, take it.
I know.
Yeah. I'm like, no, she's going to take it now because she's a nice one. And if I'm doing like psychic, you know, contortionism and turning myself inside out for free, and it's not what you want. Sorry, I'm not going to give you the lotto numbers. And sorry, I'm not going to tell you when your man's coming to like, you know, save your life. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Right.
And honestly, even it's just as crazy as, you know, when it's a paid, you know, situation, because
absolutely.
Cause then it's even more so. Like, oh, now they're
going to
make,
I'm paying you, bitch. I'm like, oh.
Right. And it's like, well, that's just not how it works, you know. And yep. I, you know, I'll gladly, you know, give you that money back because I don't need to give
me
that
too.
Energy.
In a heartbeat. I would have wanted to receive that money, if it's
to tell a lie, you know.
Yeah. Yes. No. So it really takes the pressure off that we're doing this platform for, you know, for free. It is cultivating a practice, and not to think twice about it when we get booked private readings or we're doing live
mm-hmm.
events or what have you, because
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So it's our space to do in it what we choose to do in it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody had hired me to be like their spiritual coach or whatever, I wouldn't change a damn thing.
Right.
Like this is what you're getting.
Right.
This is what you're getting, and we tend to
energetically meet up with people who you know, and it's both ways. It's, you know, either, you know, they need to learn something, we need to learn something. So
right.
that having that knowing that's happened to all of us really means that it's just like a rite of passage. Where
exactly.
are you going to trust? Are you going to trust?
Right.
Or are you just going to like put up more walls and figure, okay, I'm done,
right.
because
right.
it's not natural to
mm-hmm.
give up like that when you already have had a taste of it. You can't not do it.
No, forget about it. It's like the mob.
You know,
yeah. Once you're in,
So the connection is there. It's just how are you going to cultivate it? How are you going
right.
to work with it? And that's just
gonna
what that opportunity
it? How
is.
How are you going to change it? How are you going to
mm-hmm.
reshape it? Because if you're different, then the energy is going to adapt to how different you are and how you feel.
Right.
It's evolution. It's evolution. It's progress. So
mm-hmm.
that's what he's, that's
mm-hmm.
what he's going through. And, it's a great conversation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm very curious about the white candle. I'm really curious about
mm-hmm.
that. I hope he calls us back.
And you'll, yeah. Definitely get an answer on that one.
Yeah. Right.
So I know we have the last 10 minutes. We don't have any other hands raised, so that's
okay, great.
A good thing. And, you know, Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening, your chat function absolutely is horrible. So we had our usual suspects in the chat room, Marguerite and Havertown, and, you know, they couldn't hear anything in the chat.
Oh.
So. And there's no way the way that this function is, the way they've set it up in the new platform for this is that you can't just do a refresh.
That's nice.
And she's changed. I think Marguerite changed browsers. So anyway, I figured the last 10 minutes or so, we can kind of do a little catch up from Tuesday's show.
Yes, because you had emailed me after. Yes, please.
Yeah. So on Tuesday's show, we talked briefly about one of my friends who was having issues. I don't see him very often because he lives in a different state, but he called over the weekend and we talked about just his frustration with one of the neighbors in this row of townhomes that they all live in, who's being very disruptive and a little, you know, not a little, a lot belligerent, very much of a bully. Trying to get a rise out of the neighbors and out of my friend, especially who's normally not that easy to anger. So, you know, we sort of talked about it on the show and he, I mean, it was like before the show even ended, apparently, cause I don't check my email. I don't check my email at all during the show, and I didn't check that one after because I had to work. But he sent
right.
me an email that said, you know, just, you know, it was so good to talk to you over the weekend. And he's like, weird thing, like his neighbor ended up apologizing to him.
I couldn't believe that when you sent that to me. That was crazy.
Right. His neighbor apologized to him. And so, you know, naturally my friend is a little cautious, like, okay, you know, let's just make sure we're not, you know, there's obviously not a lot of trust there, but it was, you know, a bit of a break from feeling just not happy about having to come back home and realizing maybe this will lift, this kind of negative energy has lifted a little bit. And
yeah.
He called me yesterday. He called me yesterday.
Oh, he did.
And he sounded just, he was very light. He was very happy. You know, he was thanking me again. It's like, it's just good to talk to you. And he's like, it's still kind of weird, but you know, I'm going to go with it. And he didn't even linger on that as long at all. He was talking about gardening, because he and his wife have a garden on the roof
right.
of the complex. So, you know, he's just all about all the things he's going to be growing and all the things that are happening.
Wow.
And it was just really, really, like, I need to go up and visit. I need to go up to Philly and visit. So it was just a very positive, even the content of what he chose to talk about was 180 from over the weekend.
Wow. And that's attributed to, and I really believe this, what you know, when we're on the air talking to somebody, or somebody is seeking support that from one of us, that, because it's a some of you, that are energies that in play. It's not just like, oh, we just do it for the show, whatever, but there are healing frequencies, healing energies. And he felt intuitively to reach out to you.
Yeah.
He needed some healing.
Yeah. So, And that's true, because even over the weekend, he's like, I'm not looking for you to have answers for me. It's just, he's like, I just need someone to talk to. And you
right.
know, he kept saying how soothing my voice is. I'm like, oh,
exactly.
Listen to the soothing tones of my voice. Yeah, you know, so I'm like, okay, well,
you could do a side business. You know, I'm just saying. what is wrong with me? Did I wake up on the dirty side of the bed today? My goodness. Psychic ED. Phone sex operator? What the hell? Jesus. Lock me up.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. That's great, though.
Yeah. I feel really, I'm really happy for him.
You contributed to that.
He's in a really good space. Yeah. Yeah. And it's nice. It's nice because, you know, he's a friend I've known since college. And to know all the things he's kind of gone through, not even all the things, but, you know, enough of it to know that it's not been very easy for him. So to find that he's in a good space is fantastic. And to have him talk about, like, because he's incredibly artistic. He's just, he can be like a Renaissance man. He knows how to do all kinds of stuff. So he's just so into whatever he's into it. And I appreciate people who really love what they do. And
yes.
that was what was pulling forth from him. He was just really in a good space and excited about, things that he's growing, which I think is,
I love that.
Wonderful. Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's
so there's a lot of laughter, just a lot of good feeling. It was a quick, he kind of gives me a call on his way back home from work, and then he's got all this stuff planned, you know, for the evening. So he's like, I gotta go, and I'm gonna go visit my mom, and then, you know, I'm gonna go, you know, go have dinner with my wife. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's all good. So I was just as surprised when I got that email. If I looked at it, I'm like, what?
That's incredible. Well, you have something to do with that. No, that's incredible. That's great.
Yeah.
Yay. So real quick, in the last couple of minutes, I'm very excited because my kids and myself were heading to New Haven, Connecticut. Tonight's the opening of the New Haven Documentary Film Festival. And they actually reviewed our film. I'm going to be posting it very soon on Instagram. It's our first official review. Thank God it's good. And our screening is tomorrow. And we're going to stay in a hotel for just till through Saturday, and then I'll be going back and forth depending on what events or screenings are going on. So it's very commutable, which is great.
Right.
It's only a couple hours away, so I can go back and forth for different events and screenings of certain things. They don't have to be there the whole time. And then they're doing a Michael Moore retrospective all during the weekend. So there's a couple of his – I want to see – I'm going to definitely see the latest one about Fahrenheit, the one about Trump. That's his latest one that he did. It's Fahrenheit's in the title, but I forget the, but it's his latest one. I'm going to see that. And then what's so crazy is that the filmmakers are invited to a brunch honoring him. Which is insane. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you know I'm gonna beg, borrow, and steal, take a picture with me and this man because it's good for the press kit. I'm on a mission.
Right.
I'm on a mission for two things. Me and my doc subject, Jamie, and Michael Moore in a picture, or just me and him, whatever I can get out, because I'll kick that wheelchair out of the way, like, whatever. It's like, I got to sit back.
That ain't right.
but this is why, you know, I'm totally exploiting her, and she knows it. And also, I'm going to say to him, say something about me and my movie Now Go. Whatever he's going to say. Here's a postcard. Go. Say something. And I'm going to put on the press kit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Well, people don't understand. You don't make money like, oh, you made your dog. How much money did you get? No, it's like we do this show. Mm-hmm. Oh, how much money did you get for doing your show? No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
But this
right.
is in the investment of energy. Okay? So if I have his blessing in some shape or form or another, then it expands the other areas in which I can teach. And that's how I make my bread and butter, and that's how my kids eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm doing it. I mean, that's not why I did the doc. I did it because I had something to say. But if it turns out that people like it and it's good, and Michael Moore happened, I had no idea. When we applied to this festival, I had no idea that it was such a big deal and it's an association with Yale. We're actually going to freaking Yale to an auditorium
nice.
That was built in 1800-whatever, and it's going to be screened there tomorrow. And the crazy thing is my older son, Cole, is going to the Yale School of Drama summer program at the end of June, beginning of July. So it's just weird. All this Ivy League realness. I'm like, hey.
Nice.
So it's really funny.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I wish I could have you on my shoulder because I think you would really appreciate, like, you know, the vibe. But
yeah.
We'll get to. I'm still waiting to hear from Savannah, so – maybe we'll end up for that film festival. So very, very excited. Yeah. And wonderful conversations and everything. And I believe on when we do Tuesday's show, I will probably be doing it from here in New York. I don't think that's a day that I'll be going to the festival. It runs for like 10 days, so I have to pick and choose when I'm going to be there or not. But this is the most exciting. The next couple of days, very exciting. So we'll sign off. But I'm so glad we got that call from Mike. Wonderful conversation. It's just when there's no ego and it's just being in the flow and knowing that this is what you need to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. So on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.